This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Kenneth, listening on WMCA in New York, New York. Hi, Kenneth.
Good evening, Hank. The question I had was, if you donate your organs, I mean, will we still take everything to in the resurrection, or...
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the resurrected body, what we're talking about is continuity. There's no necessity to believe that every single atom will be resuscitated in the resurrection, but there's continuity between the body that is and the body that will be. And the way you can look at that is by the analogy of DNA. You have a DNA that distinctly defines you, as I do as well. That DNA will flourish to complete perfection in a new heaven and a new earth where indwells righteousness. So you will be the perfect you and I will be the perfect me. So we don't have a body that's altogether different from the one that we now have, but the body that will be glorified. It will be immortal, incorruptible. And so we will be like his resurrected body in the sense that our bodies will be restored to what they would have been had the fall not occurred.
Amen. Also, I know you wrote in your book, The Prayer of Jesus, that we should, you know, go in our quiet place to pray.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the car and I'm sitting in a quiet place, is that as the same as going in my quiet place?
Well, all I'm trying to say is that you need to find a place where you can get away from the invasive sounds of the world so that you can listen to another voice, so that you can listen to the voice of the Master. And Jesus modeled that. Dr. Luke says he often withdrew to lonely places to pray because he treasured fellowship with his heavenly Father. And we should do likewise. We should withdraw to lonely places, as it were, separate ourselves so that we can focus on our Redeemer, on our Lord and Savior, on our Messiah. And what I'm trying to do is give an antidote, Kenneth, to the habit that most of us have. We rush into God's presence, and before our knees have ever hit the ground, we're already thinking about rushing back into our frenzied lifestyle. So we treat our Heavenly Father no better than we treat human relationships. We want intimacy, but without the investment of quality time.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.